I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Three days after President Trump announced he was running for president, this system was weaponized against him. Jack Smith, who is notorious in prosecutor world as being a Stalin-like, show me the man, I'll show you the crime prosecutor. That's the guy you appoint when you want to get your political opponent. He's a dirtbag, And I hope he comes before this committee. He's got a lot to answer to. He not only went after President Trump, he went after sitting senators. At the time, I was the chairman of the Republican Attorneys General Association. Ashley Moody was also on the executive board. He came after us. And also hundreds of other people who happened to be Republicans in the United States of America. What else happened? The number two prosecutor in Atlanta, a state prosecution of President Trump, which was ridiculous to begin with, somehow meets with the White House. The number three person at the Department of Justice leaves the number three job at the Department of Justice to go work for Alvin Bragg, a state prosecutor. Why is that? This was an effort to go after political opponents in America like we have never seen before.
That is Missouri Senator Schmidt, Eric Schmidt, pointing out that everything that was taking place during the Biden administration was weaponizing the federal government to go after anyone that believed anything conservative, even independent. If you were not in their camp, if you were not wearing their colors and marching with them, you were an enemy. And they were going to destroy you by whatever means possible. And Eric Schmidt did a perfect job of laying out exactly what they were doing. They weaponized the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS, anything they could to destroy American families, to destroy American principle of innocent until proven guilty, first of all, and secondly, smearing you in front of your family, friends, and your co-workers, and even your employers, costing people jobs, desperate situations, and they did not give a D what happened to you. We're going to get into that in more detail. Thanks for joining us, hour number two. Larry Connors, USA. Here we are, October 30, 2025. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program right now. You go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, or Larry Connors, USA, Rumble or Facebook. You're going to see me right here in all my glory. Maybe not so much glory, but you're going to see me as we go through the program, and you can watch it. And if perchance you're not able to watch all the way through or even listen all the way through, you can always pull up the podcast later, available at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. We stream on numerous platforms. I really cannot keep up with all of them. I think there might be six or more that we appear. You choose what you want. We're not telling you what to do. We would never do that. That is your choice. And I also remind you that you can simply subscribe. Go to LarryConnorsUSA.com and mark down you want to subscribe, and we will send it to your email every day. You don't have to go look for it. And if you get caught up and you forget about it, it will be there in your mailbox for you. And you can listen or watch later. And when you do that, I have a request. Please push share. Send it on to others. In fact, if you're listening to us right now on our app, Newstalk STL, if you got a radio, you got us anywhere. There's a button on there you push and you can share with others. Say, I'm listening right now to Larry Connors USA. And join us. I appreciate it. With Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to leave this hour with more knowledge than you had as we began the hour. Those of us who were with us the last hour, you weren't? Shame on you. I know you can't listen all the time. But if you missed the first hour, you missed some very engaging and informative pieces we presented, including the story behind the story. That appears at the end of every 6 o'clock hour now. And the story behind the story today dealt with police illegally wiretapping citizens. Some were criminals, but they were illegally wiretapping them. So much for that case, right? And how I almost had to, I did have to go before a federal judge and agree to waive extradition if I left the state and came to the new job here in St. Louis. That is, again, in the preceding hour. If you missed it, pull up the podcast. I'll give you a clue what's going to happen tomorrow on the story behind the story. It's about the man who killed Halloween. That's the way he's been labeled. What did he do? That's tomorrow. I know some of you are saying, you're teasing us, Larry. You're trying to make us listen tomorrow. You're absolutely right. I'm not lying one bit. I'm teasing you to make sure you listen tomorrow. Or if you can't listen then, pull out the podcast. But the man who killed Halloween for tomorrow and our story behind the story. Back to the issue right now with Senator Schmidt calling out what everything the Democrats were doing at all levels, trying to destroy Donald Trump, the MAGA movement, conservatives, independents, anyone who might think for themselves, and that would include you. Even if you're a Democrat, you're not allowed to think for yourself unless you follow the far, far left. They were coming after you, and they did, utilizing every weapon and the full weight of the federal government. I'll give you an example of what they're now talking about. They're basically saying all of this is revenge by Trump, the retribution. It's wrong. It's not revenge and retribution. It's going after justice for those who violated your constitutional rights. Don't you want justice? You want to call it retribution, revenge? I don't care. But I look at it as justice. But they are already coming forward and saying, you just wait. You wait until we get our boot on your neck and we're back in power. Perfect example, Connecticut Democrat Hines reference, if AOC gets elected.
And look, if Lindsey Graham and other Republicans want to go the route of saying it's okay to kill people illegally, just so long as the American public supports it, the American public needs to really think that through. You know, there will be a Democratic president someday. And all my MAGA friends who are, you know, cheering on these illegal killings need to imagine who gets killed when President Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says that it doesn't matter what the law says. She's going to do what she's going to do. So, look, I work here, so I understand the complete abnegation of principle and a complete thumbing of the nose at the rule of law, but I would hope that people like Lindsey Graham might not go that path because it's a very, very dangerous path for this country to go down.
He is speaking specifically about us attacking cargo boats, fast high-speed boats leaving Venezuela and trying to get drugs farther up the coast and eventually into America. Drugs that will kill your children, will cripple your family, destroy your family. And once we've got them isolated in international waters and there's no threat to anyone but the guys on the boat, now maybe they didn't know what they were carrying. All right, they didn't know. But let's say they're totally innocent. I've seen one quote from one family member says, my father was just a fisherman. Yeah. Well, if you're in a boat loaded with kilos of cocaine, and when the boat is exploded by a U.S. helicopter or fighter or drone or whatever they choose, you got bales of cocaine floating across the water. There are going to be a lot of strange fish come out of that area. I have really a belief they will be. Their noses might be bigger than any other fish. and they might all look white around the nose. I'm just suggesting. But that's what Congressman Hines was all a concern about, that Trump is not doing this the right way. This is basically just short of a declaration of war. This is not war against a particular country. It is a war against criminals. That's a police action. And if AOC were in the White House doing that, I would also applaud her. But they want you to think, well, they may decide to take that little slip of the law that you're using and turn it into something bigger that will be a noose around your neck. Well, first of all, I don't see AOC doing that. But I will point this out to you. Texas Democrat. Stand back, friends. Stand back. You do not know how big what I'm going to say is going to get. Are you ready? Are you ready? Texas Democrat Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett is taking steps to launch a Senate campaign, seriously weighing a bid to replace Senator John Cornyn. Yeah. Texas, don't you dare elect Jasmine Crockett to the U.S. Senate. Well, Trump had his meeting with Xi yesterday and came away, and according to Trump, very successful. They got some trade deals worked out, certainly more soybeans being purchased by China for American farmers. That's going to help them. And also efforts to find other ways to find areas where we can work together. This is their first time to meet in person in 6 years. There was a hope for a de-escalation of any tensions. Trump described the talks held in South Korea as amazing. Beijing said they reached a consensus to resolve major trade issues. They did not come away with any formal agreement. But there was something else. Following that meeting and watching what's been happening with Russia lately, President Trump ordered the U.S. military to immediately resume testing nuclear weapons. We haven't done that for 33 years. And he did it actually in minutes before the meeting with Xi. That's because Russia is beginning to test nuclear weapons again. And Trump realizes we maybe need to step up and do the same. Steve Yates, the deputy security advisor.
The president has shown absolute fortitude and results in closing the border, taking the fight to those that are trafficking on the high seas. And so I think Xi Jinping sees a demonstration effect that President Trump is willing to sit down and make a deal, but he's also to use the leverage of our market and the power of the U.S. military if you mess around in this way. Personally, I consider the chemical precursors to be a weapon of mass destruction. We have casualty rates that are larger than mass wars with this travesty. But I think the president is very serious about it. Lowering the tariffs hopefully is an incentive for serious, measurable action. If not, the president says he's going to China in April. Between now and then, if there isn't action, I expect the president to snap back the tariffs and maybe put other pressure.
And that may well happen. That would be coming in April. And about his plan and order to the Pentagon, Department of War, to start testing nuclear weapons again after 33 years, I want you to hear before we wrap up this hour from Arkansas Senator Cotton as to why we do need to start that in play. In the meantime, Vice President J.D. Vance says, there are a lot of folks who think that I'm supposed to, as is the president, supposed to represent the world. My duties and my first obligation is to this country.
I can believe that the United States should lower its levels of immigration in the future while also respecting that there are people who have come here through lawful immigration pathways that have contributed to the country. But just because one person or 10 people or 100 people came in legally and contributed to the United States of America, does that mean that we're thereby committed to let in a million or 10 million or 100 million people a year in the future? No, that's not right. We cannot have an immigration policy where what was good for the country 50 or 60 years ago binds the country inevitably for the future. There's too many people who want to come to the United States of America, and my job as vice president is not to look out for the interests of the whole world. It's to look out for the people of the United States.
Yes. Now, That's exactly what we want from our president, our vice president, or anyone representing our nation. In the meantime, the Schumer shutdown continues. The economy must be going completely off rail, right? No, not so fast, my friend. Harry Enten, CNN.
Well, you know, Matt was mentioning about the econ playing such an important role in last year's presidential election, the top problem facing the U.S.'s economic per Gallup. Last year, look at this, 43% at this time, 43% of Americans said the top problem was economic. Come to this side of the screen. It's just considerably different. We're talking about 24%. We're talking about a drop of near 20 points. And more than that, we're talking about across all of the different political groups, right? Democrats, independents, Republicans. We see that the percentage who say the top problem is economic has been falling through the floor. And more than that, you know, we're talking about inflation. The percentage of Americans who say that the top problem is inflation has also been falling, which is, I think, very much surprising given all the news that we are hearing about the economy.
It really is surprising. How does this compare to, like, the historical look at how people feel about the economy?
Okay, so, you know, let's talk about, we'll go through history, right? Let's take a look. The top problem facing the United States is economic. In the average midterm election, It's 35%. Look at where we are now. Again, it's 24%. It is lower. Fewer Americans right now are saying the top problem is economic than historically have said that the top problem is economic. So it's not only that the top problem being economic is lower than we were at this time last year. It is lower than we have historically been, despite all the news about how the economy is supposedly softening.
To quote James Carville, that's the money, stupid. Well, the money isn't an issue this time around. But Schumer is. And in fact, one of his own colleagues, Congressman Seth Moulton, Democrat of Maine, said, we're in the second year of the shutdown, or in the second shutdown, because of how ineffective Schumer is. Pin the tail on the donkey. We did it. Coming up, what did we get mineral deals from China? Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Oh, smokestack lightning, shining just like gold. Why don't you hear me cry? Ooh, ooh, ooh.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. We're having a hard time establishing our relationship, our connection, I should say, to Drew Horn, who is the CEO for GreenMet. Now, GreenMet bills itself as a conduit between private capital and developing critical minerals. Of course, that is part of the discussion that was taking place between Trump and Premier Xi and their meeting in South Korea. While they came away with no formal agreement, the issue had apparently been one way to work out some kind of mineral deals down the road, but it's still very unclear. There was no mention of a breakthrough on TikTok, which we were also told in the beginning it might be crucial. That is, of course, to take the TikTok video sharing app's U.S. operations away from the Chinese parent company for national security reasons. The U.S. did agree to drop part of the tariffs it's leveled on Beijing over the ingredients used in making fentanyl. Trump had imposed several severe tariffs on the U.S. top trade partners for their perceived failure to shut down on that drug. Other tariffs or taxes on imported goods will remain in place. But when it comes to rare minerals, that was to be a key issue. And the point is, we do get a lot of minerals from China. We rely on them way, way too much, and especially if we're going to move more into AI. So, did Trump actually get anything in return, and where does that stand? I'm looking at some of the latest reports coming out that point out that rare earth stock rally, as China is delaying any export meetings, controls, I should say, after that meeting. So that suggests it was not the way they wanted it. Now, back in June, Trump had said on Truth Social that China had violated a trade truce as Beijing was keeping controls on seven rare earth minerals. Well, 7 hours ago, China apparently agreed to delay the introduction of the latest round of controls on rare minerals, but not a rollback. These rare earth minerals are something like 17, maybe 18 different elements, which play tiny but vital parts in almost everything you have. Everything in your car and everything else you might use around the house to, yes, planes, and yes, weapons. if we had to rely on an adversary to give us these minerals, that's not good. China is basically using that as its primary negotiating leverage right now to export reductions of some of the imports that have been put on them. When Trump and Xi met in South Korea for that two-hour summit yesterday, the U.S. president came out and said China had agreed to keep rare earth exports flowing, and in his words, and I'm quoting, the issue was settled. I don't see that here. I don't see evidence that it's settled. Because shortly afterwards, China announced it would pause for 1 year export controls while Beijing expanded its rare earth export regime to include new materials and rules. That's from the Chinese Ministry of Commerce. Now, the pause would leave in effect some restrictions had been introduced back in April, which control exports of another seven rare earths and minerals, including the rare earth magnets crucial to automakers, defense companies, and chip makers. They went into this. Even U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer said, we believe that China would not impose its proposed rare earth controls. But I don't see they came out with any agreement. I don't know if Trump walked away from this meeting with everything he wanted, certainly on this level. Now, we have a lot of these minerals in our own backyard. We can apparently, from everything I've seen, a lot of these minerals are available in the Dakotas, North and South Dakota. We would have to start mining to extract them. And, of course, we have an EPA now that is under the Trump administration, so we should have a right and a possibility to do it. But right now, it does not seem to be happening. Part of the issue also involves, which is big if we wanted to go full electronic vehicles, which we're not going to get that under the Trump administration. And that would be the minerals to create the electric battery equipment and make them more reliable and have a greater allowance of them. Right now, it's still just unclear whether we're going to see China get involved in working with us or they're going to continue to hold it over us. You want my view? I'll give you my view. You didn't ask for it. I'm going to give you my view. They're not going to give up any leverage. They're not going to give up any leverage where they can maybe maintain some control over us. And rare minerals, while we might get a rare reprieve from China, they did not roll back. They simply agreed to delay the introduction of its latest round of rare earth export controls. That's the only deal we walked away with. That is why that's not getting headline news from the Trump administration. These rare minerals, I know it's almost boring talk. I would agree with you, except they have such a very vital part in our nation. We have had multiple rounds of talks over the past several months, and China is moving at a slow walk process. Promising we will free up all the crucial rare earth minerals and guarantee expedited rare earth licenses to U.S. companies. But we don't have it. We don't have it. You know why we don't have it? Because China does not want to give them up. Earlier this month, Beijing actually tighten its control by expanding more restrictions. So if you're looking at just what we came away with, what Trump came away with in the meeting in South Korea with China on this issue, China simply agreed to roll back newly imposed rules, but the initial restrictions unveiled in April appear to stay in place. China for years has built up total control of these minerals as part of their wider industrial policy. Let's put it back down in simple layman's terms, aside from all the talk of the world's leaders. We should at no point be now or in the future subservient to an adversary like China. If we have those minerals in our country, dig them up. We've got an EPA now that will fight against all the lawsuits that will be coming for those who want to protect the earth. We want to protect the earth, too. We want to protect our nation. And part of that involves getting those minerals out of the earth where we can use them, because China's already doing it. The U.S. and even Australia did to say they would deepen their efforts to counter China's dominance. One American company is already proving that domestic mine-to-metal production is not only possible, but is underway. In fact, the CEO of GreenMet, which we were unable to get established on the air for you today, says all of this and additional investment and alignment will pivot us from China on critical minerals. Well, that would be great if we could walk away from them and say, you know what? You keep it. No longer interested. Has nothing to do with the price of milk. Has nothing to do with us anymore, because we don't need it. And the day we reach that point, that is when China will come to us and say, hey, we got a new deal for you. And so in the meantime, we continue to do what we can to secure domestic sources and get busy. So we're back to dig, baby, dig to get those minerals out of the earth and available for what we need in this country. And I'll add to the side, the same thing with pharmaceuticals. We should not be taking any pharmaceuticals supplied and derived from China, period. Coming up, President Trump did say after he finished his talk, we need to maybe step up nuclear testing in our nation, which we have not done for 33 years. Why? Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
We welcome Tom Shaw Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, shawrealtors.com. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. I just checked the events planned at Lit Cigar Lounge, so I'm planning a lot of time there. Top-of-the-line cigars, premium whiskey. Check out litstl.com and join me. Hey, and if we get hungry, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, just a few doors down. We can order from the menu, be at our table within minutes. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley and Lit Cigar Lounge, litstl.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I think President Trump is once again reflecting sentiment that President Reagan had in the 1980s. They both regretted the necessity of nuclear weapons. They dreamed of a world in which we might not have nuclear weapons. But as long as adversaries like communist Russia back in the day, and today Russia and communist China, have nuclear weapons and they're rapidly expanding their arsenal and they're testing their weapons, the United States can't afford to unilaterally disarm. That we have to make sure that our nuclear arsenal is second to none, that it won't be overmatched by the combined forces of Russia and China, that our aging weapons are still usable, and that our new weapons are designed and made properly. So I agree with what President Trump has announced. It's only sensible that in a world when Russia and China are threatening the United States with a rapidly growing and novel nuclear arsenal, that we have to take steps to defend our way of life, because that's what our nuclear arsenal does. It truly defends our way of life.
That is Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton. And what is he referring to? Well, President Trump yesterday ordered that the U.S. military begin immediately resuming nuclear weapon testing. We've not done so for 33 years. And he made that statement right before he walked into the meeting with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. He was on Marine Helicopter 1 flying to meet Xi in South Korea when he put it out on Truth Social, instructing the Pentagon to test nuclear arsenal on an equal basis with other nations. His exact post read, "Because of other countries' testing programs, I've instructed the Department of War to start testing our nuclear weapons on an equal basis. This process will begin immediately. Russia is second. China is a distant third. But it could be even in 5 years." Russia has already been doing this recently. We told you this the other day. They tested a nuclear-powered cruise missile October the 21st, less than 10 days ago. They held nuclear readiness drills the following day, October 22nd. And then they tested a nuclear-powered autonomous torpedo October 28th, 2 days ago. And apparently Trump had been informed that Moscow was not testing a nuclear weapon. But this information he now has says, yes, they are. Now, what to do about it? Senator Cotton, I think, is right to the point, said, if they're going to start doing that, then we need to. But there are other parts to the conversation. In fact, there is a publication called The Conversation, deals with, as they call it, academic rigor, journalistic flair. I do not know, but if I had to hazard a guess, this is a left-leaning publication. But here's the way they are describing the story in their headline. If the U.S. resumes nuclear weapons testing, this would be extremely dangerous for humanity. Now, you understand we're not talking about blasting a bomb in the air over some city. We're talking about other ways, maybe deep underground or some other process. All it is, it's clear from Trump, he wants the Pentagon to resume nuclear weapons testing immediately. And as this article points out, if that happens, it's going to be inevitably followed by a tit-for-tat reciprocal announcement by other nuclear-armed states, especially Russia and China, accelerating the arms race that once put us all in great jeopardy, which we had moved away from. Well, Russia's already doing it. China might well be doing it. Now you got India and Pakistan. What would they do? The Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty has been signed by 187 states. By states, we're talking about countries. And it is the most widely supported disarmament treaties in the world. We signed the treaty decades ago, but have yet to ratify it. Nevertheless, it is legally bound. We are legally bound not to violate the spirit and purpose of the treaty as we are signatory. So what would be the testing and why did it stop? The purpose of testing in the earlier years, and again, the source I'm going to is probably a left-leaning think tank, but the information appears to be fairly accurate, and that would be a piece called The Conversation. And they point out, in earlier years, the purpose of testing was to understand the effects of nuclear weapons, obviously. For example, the blast damage at different distances. You've seen the video from the nuclear testing above ground that we did in the U.S. back before we had the bomb fully developed. The sheer wind force and the after effect, the mushroom cloud, it's all very frightening. But since the end of Second World War, we both basically have tried to develop new systems. There have been a number of tests, more than 2,000, trying still to understand exactly how this works. And keep in mind, even though we have not done it since 1992, France stopped in 1996, China and Russia apparently not doing anything in the 90s until just this week and last week, Russia started doing it again. North Korea has been the only state, country, to openly test nuclear weapons this century, most recently in 2017. There is a concern about, are we going to go to nuclear proliferation again? At this time, there are 9 armed states, the U.S., China, Russia, France, the United Kingdom, India, Pakistan, North Korea, and Israel. There was a time in the 60s, the argument was, we have so many weapons in each arsenal, just the U.S. and Russia at that point, we could destroy the world X number of times over. That's kind of a frightening and at the same time almost silly concept. I mean, the world's destroyed, it's destroyed. But Trump says, right now we are ahead of Russia, but we have to be aware that China is not far behind, and they could be equal to us or even ahead of us in the next 5 years. The Atlantic, which is a leftist publication, says that Trump is very confused about nuclear weapons. In fact, their writer says, the president wants to resume some nuclear testing, but doesn't seem to know why. I would expect that from the Atlantic, far left. They simply want to say, they're doing it, so we're going to. And he doesn't even know why. I think he knows why, and that is we've got to maintain a deterrent. If we didn't have that capability, how long do you think the U.S. would last? May I phrase that again? If we did not have the capability to strike back against a nuclear attack, how long would we last? I'm not talking about trying to stop them from hitting us. I'm talking about if we cannot truly go back to their source and destroy what they're doing. How long would we last? It would be more than milliseconds, maybe. But it would be way too close. Slate publication, which is obviously way left-leaning, again wants to point out the very fact that Trump is doing this. Said, what to make of Trump's wild nuclear threat? He's not making a wild nuclear threat. Get that in your head. He says, let's resume testing. Russia is already doing it. China will probably be doing it. North Korea has been doing it. We have not done it for 33 years. Maybe we need to see what we have that really works and what no longer would work is obsolete. But they say, what to make of Trump's wild nuclear threat? Let's break it down sentence by sentence, as they write on the Slate. And again, this is a leftist publication. They point out what I was saying earlier about how he posted on Truth Social, we want our Department of War to start testing on an equal basis immediately. He later told reporters, although the U.S. had stopped testing nuclear weapons, Russia and China were still testing, so we have to start again. And they add that his statement on social media and the remarks I just quoted you as saying, he told reporters, they call it pure mishmash. What's so mishmash about that statement? This is where, when the left cannot get the statement they want and make it work the way they do, you just simply dismiss it out of hand. You're not going to bother looking for any answers. You're not going to bother looking for what is exactly meant. You're just simply going to say something that will make it look bad. It is, after all, Trump. Now, at the same time, I'll give you another source. The New Scientist. I'm not that familiar with him. You want me to guess? Okay, they lean left. But they point out the U.S. is unlikely to test nuclear weapons, despite what Trump says. And why would they say that? Well, according to them, and I can't give you the entire piece because it has a paywall, and I'll be damned if I'm going to get them a dime to see what they have to say. The headline says everything. They have researchers speaking to New Scientists who say there is no scientific need for such tests. They would be purely symbolic, unsettling for global peace, and likely to spark protest among U.S. citizens. Now, that I will grant you will probably happen. They will suddenly have billions of dollars dropped in by the Fort Soros Foundation. We were done with the no kings. Now let's get out there with no more nukes, no more nukes. I can see it now. They're going to parade up and down the street, silly costumes and all. These are the same kind of people that want to talk about defunding the police, and then when they're assaulted and something happens to them or a member of their family, do they call another social worker to come in and talk to their family member that's been killed and those who've lost loved ones? Or do they want justice? The intent of having any major weapon is to avoid war. Every member of our U.S. Armed Forces, and they're all volunteer now, they're in there because they want to serve their country, not to be in a war, but to avoid a war. But how quickly those on the left tend to forget. We had a gathering yesterday at Turning Point USA. Erica Kirk, Charlie Kirk's widow, was there making some grand statements, and in fact, Pennsylvania Senator Fetterman had high praise for her.
I also got a chance to watch Erica Kirk, and like, I mean, how heroic that is, and the courage to, after her happened to her husband as a widow, to be able to get on that stage, regardless of whatever your political views are, you absolutely have to celebrate and applaud her for the kind of courage to do that now.
Yeah. They were talking to University College students at the University of Mississippi. Massive crowd. Thousands upon thousands in an arena, and many outside that couldn't get in. And they did just as her husband, Charlie Kirk, had done, putting up, "Prove me wrong." And Vance said, "Don't be nervous if you need to work through a question. Think through it and speak it. We're here to have a nice conversation, and we're all supportive of that." One student pressed Vance on several issues as to how he balances his intercultural marriage about restrictive immigration policies. I think the kid failed to hear what he said in the beginning. Think through your question before you open your mouth. So be it. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.